We have had so much fun these past few weeks talking about all the great recipes from Whiskey Acres, the award-winning farm-crafted whiskey made in DeKalb, Illinois. Today, our last holiday drink recipe features a fun holiday drink made with Whiskey Acres rye. What is the difference between rye and bourbon? Do you
So
know?
it has to do with the grain, the amount of rye in there, and it tends to be rye whiskey, a little bit spicier. So I'm actually a fan of rye whiskey, right? So if you and I are out to lunch and I'm not drinking, like it's lunch, and like I leave to go to the bathroom and the waiter or waitress comes and says, what would you like to drink? And you'll say whatever, and then what about your friend who went to the bathroom?
We're like, he wants a whiskey rye straight up,
No, no, no.
extra double.
No, I'm not
Oh, for
drinking.
lunch. Oh, for lunch.
Lunch. It's
Well,
lunch.
lunch,
Remember?
dinner.
What do
Potato, potato, potato. An Arnold. Arnold. I can never say it. Arnold Palmer.
An Arnold Palmer,
I knew
right?
it.
Okay. But then,
With extra rye.
no. No. Then, if we are drinking, and they came and like, oh, did your friend go to the bathroom? Well, what is the drink? What's the drink that I always order?
A whiskey rye old fashioned for the gentleman, please.
No. It's like we don't even know
Oh,
each
whiskey
other.
rye Manhattan.
Thank you.
Sorry, I got confused with our first Whiskey Acres recipe.
From weeks ago,
Yes.
come on. Like, you still have it in your head. Anyway, back
Memorable.
to the drink that we're talking about today.
This week's drink is the Whiskey Acres Apple of My Rye. I see what they did there.
Yeah. So this is what I like about this drink. Do you like apple cider?
I do.
I love apple cider. And so that to me is really, so this drink has apple cider. And actually, what I love about the Whiskey Acres people is they're all about community and, helping out their friends and buddies. So right down the street from where their distillery is it Coopers? How would you say it?
Kirpers.
Or Jonamac Orchards. There's two of them right down the road from them. Okay, so you first take the apple cider and you simmer it with the mulling spices, and then you pour 5 ounces of it into a mug. And then you're going to take an ounce and a half
Ooh, I love the warm drinks.
of Whiskey Acres rye.
A little spicier.
Yeah, it's a little, might be more than an ounce and a half, but this is our final week. And the show's almost over.
Tis the season.
And then you put a little cinnamon stick. So maybe you take the cinnamon stick and do a little stir.
So cute.
Right? Okay. And now let's give it a shot.
All right.
Cheers.
Lou, that was a heavy pour. Oh my gosh.
But it's good,
It's
right?
really
That
good.
is so
Ooh, oh,
good.
warm me right up.
Oh my gosh. It's one of those drinks that when, did you just feel it go down your
Yes,
throat?
I'm still feeling it.
Right,
It's
it's like
still going
goes
up.
down your throat into
Ooh.
your tummy. Oh my gosh, that she just snorted. It was so good.
I'm going back for more.
Oh my gosh, that is so good. All right, close it out.
Head on over to WGNradio.com/holidaysonice to get this recipe. And in case you missed any of the other ones we've featured, which were delicious, you will find them all right there. Cheers!
Happy holidays!